off their album Particular Sainte Barbe. They're playing over at the Lido at 518 West Broad, East Broadway? West,
yeah.
Is it?
East.
East Broadway. Right, east of Maine. At the Lido again. They're playing with I don't know if it's with Leave Yourself Alone or just Leave. I'm pretty sure it's just Leave Yourself Alone.
Yeah.
So if you got some cinematic moods, if you want some good music to brood to, I think you could enjoy that. They're on, again, Kingfisher Blues Records. So show them a good time here in Vancouver. They came a long way. And make sure to get them a beverage if you can, or at least bring them a cup of water in between sets.
Actually, really good. Was recalling, I was talking about how we could meditate to that.
I once fell asleep to a noise artist that was playing a vacuum.
Ah.
And then they whirled the vacuum around my head.
Interesting.
It was great.
Never thought about falling asleep to that, huh?
So let's move on here a little bit. Friday night over at Bully's in New West. At what address is it? At a bunch of... Okay, it's on like 6th Street or something. Anyways, Needs, Aversions, and Fulfillment are doing their respective things. You have Fulfillment coming in from Calgary, from Cowtown.
Alberta!
So they came in a long way. They drove at least half a day, because I've gone to Calgary
in half a day. It's like a 6-hour drive.
It is not a 6-hour drive.
You sure?
Yes, it's like at least half a day.
Like 10 hours?
If you make good time, yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Just watch out on the Coquihalla. It's death trap, that highway.
Okay.
Anyways, so they're coming in. So if you like your post-rock stuff, I think this will be a good show for you. Again, it's happening over there in New Westminster.
Woo-woo!
It's the only venue I know of in New Westminster other than Mood Swings. I don't know if they're still active, but they are cool. Again.
What about Enzo Center? I think Enzo's... No, Enzo Center is in Main Street.
Then. Enzo?
Enzo.
Yeah, I go there to play pool.
Oh.
Really nice guys there. Yeah, so again, Needs, Aversion, and Fulfillment doing, again, their respective things. It's $20 at the door, $15 pre-sale, doors at 7, shows at 8.
Tomorrow at Friday, Friday.
next up, over at the Wise Hall and Lounge, you have High Viz with locals, Chain Whip, and Weightless. Great bands in tow here for this one here. And you can always talk politics with the basis of Chain Whip, as they're still on strike for the port. So, and yeah, anyways, it's gonna be a really cool show. Get some nice punk music here in your ear holes. So check it out. That's over at, again, the Wise Hall and Lounge. Probably just the hall, not so much the lounge. Doors at 8, shows at 9, tickets are $22 plus stuff online. Probably a little bit more at the door. Should be pretty cool, should be pretty great.
What do you expect at a punk show? Like, what should you bring?
Earplugs, at
earplugs,
least.
Earplugs, I was thinking that.
I carry earplugs in my bag almost all the time because I work in loud places and certain noises really dig my ear holes, my ears apart. I was once, like, working a birthday party for, 40-something ladies, and they were...
Quite loud?
They were laughing about something that I'm sure was absolutely hilarious, but it was so loud. It was a cacophony of noise.
It was piercing, I can imagine.
I couldn't think. I was like, I don't know what this food is right now because this is so distracting.
That's nice. I like that. I respect that.
Anyways, earplugs. I do highly recommend carrying earplugs. At the very least, just jam some tissues in there for reals. Your ears will thank me in 20 years.
I think also water.
Water's good. If you're at a bar that charges for a cup of water, tell them to go
don't
get stuffed.
That. Do not do that.
Do not charge money for water.
Never do that.
Anyways, once again, High Viz, Chain Whip, and Weightless at the Wise Hall. Friday night, 8 p.m. Be there.
Be square.
Be quadrilateral.
Quadrilateral. It's a punk show, so you don't want to be square at a punk show.
No, not at all. Next up, on kind of the other end of the spectrum, but still punk in its own way, we have Devourers, Masank, Soyjoy, and Tough Cell.
Soyjoy, like that.
Yeah, they're a great band. Shout out to, what is it, Juniper? Juniper, how you doing out there? Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic show. It's a pride show, so expect a lovely queer-friendly crowd, as always, down there for this. Devourers, absolute juggernaut of queer music here in Vancouver. If you haven't heard of Devourers yet, where you've been, honestly, should be a national icon by now. Anyways, Masank, Soyjoy, and Tough Cell also in the mix there, so you're going to have a fantastic evening of queer music here by queer people for queer people. So do not miss that. It's over at Green Auto. That is Friday night, the 4th, tomorrow. Again, at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street. Don't miss it. CITR, I'm sure, is also talking about this event, but who isn't, frankly?
So have you been to Devour's show?
Oh, yeah. I've seen Jeff play a bajillion times.
Oh.
I have all his records.
Okay, what would you recommend for people who are going to see Jeff for the first time?
You're going to have a fantastic individual there who's pouring his heart out on stage every single time. And
passionate. Are you a super fan?
Oh, Jeff is just... everything you need to have in like an artist of this, you know, like this clubby pop music here. It's like it just gets you.
Lovely.
There's some of the songs that like when, especially in the slower, more tender parts, it's like ooh. Some of those lyrics just slice like a knife.
Pierces your heart in piercing way. Like,
prepare to cry and dance in the best way. So yeah, dance your tears away. So that's gonna be really fantastic. I really hope you go and check it out. Next up, I think after this, we'll hop into some music here. Over at the Astoria, we have the Summer of Ball Tour. I assume basketball, but anything goes. Because ball is life. Paul is dead. Too much of anything. Disposable Disguises. Hardball.
And Luella.
And Luella.
Doing... This is our artist's name, just to be clear.
Exactly. They're over at the Astoria, which, if you haven't heard, is... doing shows again after becoming a dusty crypt of sad times for the last 3 years.
Oh, is it because of the pandemic or did something else happen?
I don't know. That place just slowed down. It stopped being a bar. It just became a venue. I'm like, sometimes I just want to go to the Astoria and have a beer and play skee ball, you know?
Skee ball. Never done that.
You know, skee ball? We just whip the ball up the little ramp into the holes.
Oh, no. I've seen that in arcades.
Yeah,
skee ball. Nice. Okay.
It's a good way to blow a couple bucks. I like pinball myself. Anyways. Lots of bands, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. For $10 to $20, it's a value deal over at the Astoria. Gonna get a lot of, you know, rock and roll and stuff and like that. So gonna have a nice fun time there over at the Astoria again for Paul is Dead, Too Much of Anything, Disposable Disguises, Hardball, and Luella. And so,
which one do you see are you excited for the most?
I haven't seen really any of these bands, but I did see a guy wearing a Paul is Dead shirt at Main and Hastings the other day.
No, which one are you curious about because of the names? I'm curious about Disposable Disguises.
I mean, Hardball just sounds cool,
right? And the fact that the tour is called Summer of Ball Tour, and then there's someone called Hardball.
Yeah, we'll check out some music from Hardball in a little while here.
Rock and roll.
These folks look ready to party. They got beers in hand. They're ready to rock.
And they have like a cross? Was that a cross on their album?
What was it? Is it the East Van Cross?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a cross. Oh, by the way, folks, in case you're just tuning in, this is the CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong again to the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. And this is the Art Show. This is me, Jeb Grodowski, and
Juanita.
Juanita Bonita.
You call me Juju. Actually, I love Juanita Bonita.
It is very nice.
But my name is Juanita Julius. It's very, very confusing. But yeah, my name is Julius, and I love it.
What is a name? What's in a name?
You know?
Something Shakespeare. Anywho, let's get to some music here. We're going to start off with some music by Devours because I have that ready
to go. Okay, Jacob, save me some good music.
I mean, we're going to move on from, I assume we have some lovely Turkish music in the background there. But anyways, this is Medusa Unleaded by Devours.
Wow.
You said it yourself, but at least somebody else. Whenever I reach out, you just push me away. Whatever it means to help you avoid my mistakes. Cause I know where you've been. Yeah.
Yo, welcome back to the program here, folks, dear listener. Why can't I hear me?
We're back and we're grooving.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, that's good enough for me. That is a humdinger. Why am I can't hear myself?
I can hear you. So okay. Perfect.
Let's see if we can get some tunes happening here. Get some music from...
Play me good music.
Just really odd not to hear myself.
It's okay.
Okay, anyways, I've done this enough. Anyways, you just heard some music from Hardball. That was off their album Hardball, and that track was called NRA. They're playing over at the Astoria Pub Friday night alongside Paul Is Dead.
Too Much of Anything, Disposable Disguises, and Luella.
Oh, look at you. Your new debut, already doing it all.
What time are they performing?
Doors are at 8. I'm assuming first band's at 9. And it is. You got 9 o'clock for Luella, Hardball 9:40, Disposable Disguise 10:30, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Fun time. Yeah. It's a packed sound set.
Good set there. Also in the mix, you heard some music from Fulfillment. They're from Calgary. They're playing over at Bully's Studio with Needs and Aversions over in New Westminster. So shout out to New Westminster, you know. The forgotten capital of British Columbia.
I didn't even know that. Was?
Yeah, it used to be the capital. Huh. Then they moved it to Victoria for strategic reasons. Because this is when they were still at war with the American. With it. This was all English and they were Americans. And they're like, well, Victoria's easier to defend by sea.
I guess so.
Anyways, ancient history.
Well, they really moved it and that abandoned it, it seems. Huh?
I mean, Victoria's just kind of there. It's full of old people and students.
Yeah.
Shout out to Victoria. Shout out to CHOY over in Nanaimo and CFU... See, I think.
See, you're doing good.
I don't think so, because that's a little.
That's a little too far.
What is the Victoria radio station?
Victoria, I know. No, I actually don't know them. University of Victoria Radio Station.
CFUV, not V. CFUC. Shout out to CFUV. Very nice to meet you. A few years ago at the NCRC. Yeah. If you're in Victoria, I do recommend Beacon Hill for the goats while they're still active. And I still have never been to the Miniatures Museum.
Oh, what about the Bouchard Gardens? Is that Victoria?
I believe so.
Yeah, I heard that was pretty. I've never been to the Bouchard Gardens.
It's got all those roses and stuff.
Got all those roses. Couples go there. My friend and her partner went there. Oh. Well, they're not together anymore, but they went there and they were happy.
That's good. They have a cricket field.
Cricket?
Yeah, so some people playing cricket last time I was there.
Huh.
It's pretty interesting.
You don't see a lot of Canadians playing cricket, huh?
No. I fell in love watching cricket when I was stuck in South Africa in a hotel for 3 days. I'm like, I don't understand this game, but I'm going to figure it out.
I think I liked the idea of cricket when I saw, what was it? When it was India versus Pakistan, and then everyone was like, yeah, cricket! I was like, didn't understand the game, but I loved the aggression from everyone.
Oh, yeah, they were hype. It looks like a fascinating sport. I just feel sorry for all their hands.
Right?
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Okay, which one would you prefer, cricket or baseball? Which one is easier for you to understand?
Well, as someone who played baseball...
You're biased. Nope, doesn't count.
It's my opinion is skewed.
What about curling and cricket? Two different sports.
I've never played either, but there's something exciting about seeing a bunch of dudes or any kind of person yelling hurry hard while sweeping a broom viciously across some ice, skidding in some slippers.
First time I came to Canada when I was in SFU, and they were in the dining hall that was on the TV. I was like, what the hell are you guys doing? Are you cleaning ice? I was so confused. And like, they were also like,
the Tournament of Hearts is a big freaking deal.
I was like, why are you cleaning? And why is this like a hyped thing? And I was like, okay. Found myself liking it over time. Would never pay right now where I'm at. I would never pay money to watch it. But I'd generally pick cricket. I think cricket is more fun.
Fair enough. But I feel cricket's probably a lot more popular in Central Canada. There's a lot more, I think, of a population that would enjoy it more.
Okay, what's Central Canada?
Like, there's a larger Indian population which also enjoys cricket.
No, but what is Central Canada?
Like Ontario.
Ontario is Central.
Maybe Quebec.
Quebec is central.
I guess so. I don't think Manitoba, I call prairies.
Prairies. Yeah, I see that. Okay. And like, I know East Canada is like Newfoundland, New Brunswick,
that's
and everything.
Labrador, New Brunswick, everything after that is to me is East Coast. East Maritimes. As they say.
So central would be Ontario.
Ontario and Quebec.
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 La Belle Provence. Okay, so we got a couple minutes left in the show, so we're gonna fly through these as best as we can.
We
also had Devourers in that set there. You heard Medusa Unleaded. They're playing at Green Auto on Friday as well.
Go support Jeff, people.
All the people too. You're gonna love it. So also on deck, Masank, Soy Joy, and
trying to find the name. And we have it.
Tough Cell is the other member of that four fantastic bill there. Again, go check it out. 8 o'clock, I'm guessing. $15. No one turned away deluxe funds. Screenshot I have is cut off from all those details, so that's my guess. Firing.
It's Pride weekend. People have fun and be colorful.
We're going to tell you about a lot of things very quickly. Over at 1930 Powell Street at some back alley entrance, you have a Pride show Friday night with Carlos Souffrant. Coden's playing? Shit.
Coden.
Safrika and Nancy Drew all doing their things at 1930 Powell Street. They're going late, so again, bring a snack, some water, and some earplugs and cash.
Maybe a blanket, because it's going to get a bit cold.
It's going to be inside. There's going to be a lot of moving bodies.
Is that a back alley entrance?
Yeah.
Oh, you're entering the building. I thought it was in a back alley entrance. Mm-hmm. The entrance part was a key word there.
Mm-hmm. It's put together with Dolly, so it's going to be a cool time. So go check it out. I like coating myself.
Souffrant is a very fancy name. I like that.
Mm-hmm. They're from what looks like San Francisco. So show them a good time.
Oh, I thought that was just the initials.
Good point. Going back to newest minister really quick, we have Gohlers, Bloated Pig, Ted Bundy is a band.
It's a band.
And Nobody... is a band as well, also doing the thing over at Bullies, starting doors at 7, 8 o'clock for that one. 19 plus, $15 a door, $20. Surprise, sounds like it's going to be a grindcore night or something like that. So go check it out. Bring earplugs. It's going to be cool. Saturday night over at
9 p.m.
Back at the Lido at 518 East Broadway. You can see Eternities from New York and Utah. So big collaboration on that one. One of my favorite saxophonists. Surprisingly, I have two. Vivekker doing the thing over at the Lido.
How did you find out about Vivekker?
He used to work security at Redgate.
Oh, nice.
I've known him for some time, and he's a super swell dude.
Swell. Beautiful dude.
Yeah.
And he's walking around his saxophone. Yeah, he better be swell.
He blows with the best of them.
You don't hear that often.
Still on Saturday here, we have Parenthesis.
Ooh.
Along with Brandon Kay and Richard Wyman, all doing their respective things over at Tyrant Studios, which is the jazz place right above the penthouse in downtown Vancouver. Brandon Keys, multi-instrumentalist loop artist, kind of avant-garde jazz rock with that one. Parenthesis, two-piece experimental rock duo, also inspired by math and stuff like that. And Richard Wyman.
Math rock is a thing that makes more sense than mathematics.
Okay. Are you familiar with math rock?
Absolutely none.
It's a lot to do with time signatures.
Huh, do you know one? Can you mention one math rock artist?
That I
would know of. I'm gonna go see Parenthesis.
Nothing off the top of my head right now. Ends. They're a local band here. Mm. They do math stuff as well. They're really sweet. I see them all the time. And they ride sick Vespas.
Sick Vespas. That's a very important fact to know.
Yeah. So again, all these bands, Parenthesis and Brandon Kays and Richard Wyman at Saturday night, 9:30 at Tyrant Studios for
Saturday
that one there.
Saturday Night Live.
Let's go. And we have another thing on Sunday, real quick, over at the Red Gate. There are an amplitude of Pride shows happening all over town.
It's also a long weekend, peeps.
It's a long weekend?
Catch a hike. Yeah, it's a long weekend. It's BC Day.
Oh, shoot.
Yep.
Get that sweet statutory payday money. Because holidays don't mean a damn thing to me, because I work in service. Then there is the... What is it? Oh yeah, the Fresh Meat Show. It's over at the Red Gate. There's this band who have never, ever, ever played at Red Gate. So it's going to be a lot of fresh faces on stage for that one. You're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be cool. It's going to be dope. And it's going to be exciting because there's a lot of new bands. So go check that out.
Support the newbies.
Yeah, we almost called it that.
We almost called it the newbies. Now it's just
but,
fresh meat.
I don't know. Is newbies too millennial for people?
No.
Because with this spelled with an E-W-B.
Mm.
Call it noob.
Noob.
So yeah, check that out. That's going to be cool.
Noob.
Finally, Wednesday, Rougarou, the Brahmin Kind, and Mathbat all doing their respective things over
Rougarou.
There. Rougarou, formerly, I forget what they used to be called, but that's their name now. And yeah, should be cool. That's over at 648 Kingsway, and you should probably like it. I reckon so. All right, we're going to slowly get out of here. This song is exactly 28 minutes long, but I don't have a two-minute song to play for you. We're going to get out of here with some music from Eternities.
Lovely.
This snippet is called Realness. I hope you enjoy. And thank you for tuning in today on The Art Show with me, Jay Gradowski, and...
Juanita! It was lovely meeting everyone, and hopefully we get new volunteers.
Yeah, if you get involved in CJSF, Juanita will be your first contact.
I'll be your friend, your best friend ever.
All right, well, we'll see you later, everybody. Have a great weekend. Have fun at Pride, all our people who are celebrating. And, yeah.
Happy long weekend.
Take care. Stay safe.